Hello?
Yes, hello. Good evening. My name is Tony, calling on behalf of Washington Opinion Survey. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Michael Meade?
He's not here at the moment.
Okay, sir, that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone in Washington. Would you have a few minutes to participate in the survey?
Give me just a second. I want to do a survey. Mother, you want to do a survey?
For what?
I don't remember.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. This survey is about, in Washington. It's a political survey about the elections for Congress.
Okay.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and I just, does anyone in the House work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other office? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely will.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
70.
Okay, let me... 70, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
White.
And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would that be a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not too strong.
Okay. All right, man. Now thinking about the direction, the country's headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country's headed?
With the what?
With the direction in which the country is headed. Generally speaking.
Dissatisfied, I guess.
Dissatisfied.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glossenkamp Perez, is handling her job as a congresswoman?
I approve of her.
Would that be a strongly approved or just somewhat approved?
Strongly approved.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, ma'am, thinking about the issues, the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue, for you, for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? The first one would be border security, improving road, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost, improving K-12 education, combating threats to our democracy, climate change, and protecting the environment. And the last one will be reducing crime and gun violence. But you can pick two of those to be the most important to you, okay?
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Okay.
And climate change.
Climate change. Combating climate change. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. But you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so, and I move to the next one. The first will be Joe Kent.
What's the worst you can say?
Zero.
Zero.
Okay. Marie Glossenkamp Perez.
What's the highest you can say?
100.
100. Okay. 75.
75. Okay. Raul Garcia.
I don't know who that is.
No opinion or never heard of him?
I've never heard of him.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Zero.
Joe Biden.
Oh, 70.
70. Okay, Maria Kenwell.
75.
Mega Republican.
Zero.
And woke liberals in Congress.
Who?
Woke liberals in Congress?
Oh, woke liberals.
Yes.
75.
75. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. If the election for Congress in Washington, 3rd District, were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
Okay. All right, ma'am, even though you are not supporting Joe Kemp now, what are the chances that you might support him, you know, for Congress in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all.
Okay, next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people, you know, consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me, you know, how important it is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. You say 0 if you don't think it's important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 10 if you think it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. Okay, you may use any number. Okay, the first one says a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
Could you repeat that, please?
A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
What's the
remember, reason? 0 is not important, 5 is somewhat important.
0.
And 10. Okay, 0. Okay, the other one says, someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights, like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
7.
7. Okay, a leader who is a workhorse, not a, you know, a show horse.
Oh, 5.
5. And someone who puts the, you know, what's right about politics?
10.
Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and the struggles of working class people, you know, because they are working class themselves.
8.
8. Okay, and a moderate who will oppose extremists from, you know, the left and from the right.
8.
8. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a few statements, you know, about some people who made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we're talking about Marie Glusenkamp Perez, okay? Please rate me each statement from 0 to 10, where 10 means, you know, the statement is very convincing, reason to support her, support Mary Glusenkamp Perez. 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means not convincing at all, but you can choose any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one says, Marie Glusenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been, you know, expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community college, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so the young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. Would that be not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing, in your opinion?
Very convincing.
What number would you give her from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Okay, and the other one said, Marie Glossenkamp Perez is taking a big pharma, taking on big pharma so families, you know, can save money. Too many politicians put, you know, corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs, you know, at $35 per month. And she doesn't, you know, take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. Would that be not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing in your opinion, ma'am?
Very convincing, 10.
Okay. And the last one said, Marie Glassenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. You know, she and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get her, you know, some grease under her nails to keep the businesses afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House, you know, a small business committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. Would that be not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing, in your opinion, ma'am?
Very convincing, about an 8.
About 8, okay. All right, ma'am, we almost are finished with this survey, okay? I really appreciate your time and that you had taken to help me with this survey. I only have a few more questions, I mean, or a few more minutes to finish this survey, okay? And thank you very much. Okay, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Is it okay if you didn't? But I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress, you know, third district will hold today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez?
Marie Glossenkamp Perez, the Democrat.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Now, and I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking about Joe Kent. Okay. Others will hear a statement about the other candidate. Okay, please rate me each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that a statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 gives you somewhat doubt. And 0 doesn't give you any doubts about supporting Joe Kent, okay, for Congress. You may use any number. We can't trust Joe Kent to put, you know, what's best, you know, for working families above the biggest special interest backrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street. And he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which will lower the cost but will lead to bigger profit for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. Would that be no doubts at all, some doubts, or serious doubt about supporting him?
That would leave me with serious doubt about supporting him.
Okay, what number would you give him from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Okay, and Joe Kemp supports an extreme and dangerous abortion plan. This ban would, you know, force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even in case of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. You know, if elected, Ken would destroy our freedom and decide for ourselves in when we have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. Would that be no doubts at all, some doubts, or serious doubt about supporting him?
Serious doubt, 10.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and after hearing more about Joe Kent, what would you say, you know, you are more likely to support him or less likely to support him in Congress?
I would never support him.
So be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. All right, ma'am, giving everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him in Congress? Just in a few words, you can tell me that.
Because he's a radical Trump supporter?
Okay, because he's a radical Trump supporter, right? Radical?
Yes.
Trump supporter. Okay. Radical Trump supporter. And you want to add anything to that?
I don't know what else to say. He's a far right. I don't know. I don't know what else to say about him. He's a far right, disgusting politician.
All right. Okay, we'll write, right? He's a far right. Okay, All right, ma'am, and the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
12th grade, high school.
High school, okay. And are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Married. Okay, and then do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in the household?
Yes, one.
Okay, and thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Armin, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever, okay. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes the survey. I really appreciate your time and help with this survey. And you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too.
Bye-bye.